Ask Arabs in northern Iraq about displacement, and some will tell you that ISIS is not the problem. It's the Kurds. Once upon a time, Arabs and Kurds lived together in mixed villages, more or less integrated. But now some Arabs say Kurds are kicking them out under the guise of eliminating ISIS. Rebecca Collard reports from Erbil.
At a junction between Erbil and Makmur, Garib Nahid Ojel waits with his family. His daughter-in-law is breastfeeding an infant, sitting on the sandy ground in the 40-plus degree heat. The baby is crying. We are coming back because the Kurdish people we work with need our help with the farming, says Garib, who is originally from Tel Abda, between Mosul and Makmur. They asked us to go back because we always work together. A small truck pulls up, and an officer from the SIS, the Kurdish intelligence, gets out, flanked by Peshmerga fighters. Tell them Arabs are not allowed to enter these provinces, the officer says, pointing at Garib's family. All the Arabs are with ISIS. No, no, I promise I'm not, protests Garib. But the Kurdish officer is unmoved. Garib's wife begins pleading. We are not fighters. We are not combatants. We are just families, she says. We just want to find a safe place. In the village of Makmur, men are quick to accuse their Arab neighbors of cooperating with ISIS. These Arabs supported Saddam Hussein and his Ba'ath party also, this man says. They are remnants of the old regime. They never liked us Kurds, so now they're helping ISIS to push Kurds out of this area. Arabs and Kurds have always shared the villages of Makmur. But under what was called Saddam Hussein's Arabization policy, many Arab families were moved in to displace Kurds. The idea was to break the Kurdish hold on the region and lay claim to the fertile farmlands. But when Saddam Hussein fell in 2003, waves of Kurds began moving back, and they weren't always nice about it. Some Arabs were paid to leave, others were pushed out. Fahmi Sabir is a 41-year-old Kurd. He says when he moved to Makmur, he and his Arab neighbor Mohammed became friends. When ISIS advanced on the city, everyone fled Makmur. But since it was retaken by Kurdish forces, Arabs like Mohammed haven't been allowed back to their homes. Fahmi calls Mohammed on the phone.
Shuak ani Mohammed.
Where are you, asked Fahmi. Mohammed says he and his family are in Kirkuk. We hear some Arab homes were burnt down in Makmur, says Mohammed. I just checked your house. Everything is fine, and your brother's house too, Fahmi assures him. Only a few, not yours, he says, just those that were involved with ISIS. In his home, in a predominantly Arab neighborhood of Makmur, Kurdish resident Sorhan Sabri shows me a video of what he says are two dead ISIS fighters. He says one of the young Arab men lying on the ground surrounded by Kurdish fighters is Saleh, and that he was a good customer and friend for years. Soren says his friend was the only local Arab he knows who decided to fight with the Sunni extremists. But most Kurds here believe there are many more, and feel they've been stabbed in the back by their Arab neighbors. I was very happy to see him dead, says Soren. It doesn't make any sense that Saleh would join jihadis against his own neighbors. It's impossible to know how many Arab residents of this region actually joined up with ISIS. But while authorities claim that Arabs not involved with ISIS will be allowed to return home, many worry the Kurds are doing what Saddam Hussein did, but in reverse, using the fight against ISIS as an excuse to change demographics here once again and stake their claim to the area. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard, Erbil, northern Iraq.
Still ahead, a radio station changes format for a disease and doesn't lose listeners. On The World from PRI,